again. So
right.
I never understood what the fear, and to be honest, the fear was very, very little. The movie was just kind of largely ignored by the gay community anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your answer, and I love the movie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Penny, for calling.
Thanks, Clyde.
Take care. Bye-bye. That frees up a line at 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-797-8360. Call in tonight. Talk with Kevin Smith, my guest. Got something from the chat room right now. Somebody wanted to know about, there's something available on the VUSQ website called A Better Place. It's a soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wondering if it was for a movie that has not yet been made, or is it a movie that's made that we don't know about?
It's a movie that's made. A friend of mine, Vincent Pereira, made the film back in 95, and it traveled the festival circuit, and then it went on the Flix tour, which was kind of a touring film festival. Did the college circuit, and the movie's called A Better Place. It also comes out on DVD, I believe, in June or July.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this, but right now I don't off the top of my head. But it's a really strong first flick by, like I said, a friend of mine, Vincent Pereira, and we're glad it's coming out on DVD so people can see it finally. And people who followed our DVDs of our other flicks would know Vincent, because he's the guy that usually comes out to the commentary tracks with us. We call him the VUSQ historian, because he seems to remember more about the stuff we've done than we do, than me or Scott or anyone else involved do. But it's a really great movie. When it comes out, you can check it out. I mean, you can go to our website and order it now, like you can order the soundtrack now, I guess, as well. But the movie you could pre-order now and pick up. It's really definitely an interesting first flick, a really well-made one, and I can't say enough good stuff about it. Incredibly well-made. Vincent's the guy that really got me interested in filmmaking, actually. Up until that point, I'd just kind of been into writing, and I didn't know how to channel it. I didn't know what to do with it, and Vincent was the first person I met, and I met him in 89 when I first started working at the Quick Stop. He was the mop boy, coming at night and mop up and stuff, but he really wanted to work at the video store next door, and he was a huge movie fanatic, but, you know, more so than just a movie fan. Was a born filmmaker, really wanted to make film, and definitely knew, still knows to this day, far more about filmmaking than I'll ever know, and was real way up on technical stuff. He was the guy that introduced me to aspect ratios and the differences between them. I was one of those people that would never watch a letterboxed movie, because I was like, oh, half the picture is missing on the screen, and Vincent was the guy who was like, you idiot, no, it's not, more pictures there than would be there on a full frame tape or laser disc. But really, really great guy, and has really great first flick. Check it out.
I have another question from the chat room tonight. Ask Kevin to speak about Brian Johnson's Vulgar.
That also comes out this summer. That goes to theaters. I believe it comes out late August, around the same time as Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It's a film Brian Johnson made that we produced called Vulgar, and it played up at the Toronto Film Festival this year, and Lionsgate picked it up for distribution, doing an art house release. Probably start in New York and Los Angeles and work its way out to the other cities from there. It's this really strange and wonderful and really truly independent film. And by that, you know, a lot of people define independent films in all different manner. To me, independent film is a film that can never be made through a studio system, and this is definitely one of those movies. It has an incredibly strong voice, and is so bizarre and so original, one of the most original films I've ever seen. I can't do it justice with a brief explanation, but essentially it's the story of a clown who gets raped. And it sounds so weird at the surface, or sounds so banal at the surface, but it's about a lot more. It's about identity and about self-worth, and it's an incredible film and very funny.
That should be, it's funny?
It actually is. I mean, it's in this weird, sick way. In the same way that Blue Velvet was funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the film I kind of closely identify it with, that and also the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. You know, both somewhat serious films that had an underlying black humor to them. Same thing with Vulgar.
Yeah, I find clowns frightening, actually.
Yeah, yeah. This film doesn't do much to dispel that.
Do you find clowns frightening?
I really don't think of them much. I mean, the mascot of our production company, Vulgar, which is what the movie's kind of based on, is a clown.
I noticed that.
Walter Flanagan drew many, many years ago.
Right.
And it's weird. I mean, in retrospect, I don't know what it has to do with anything that we've ever done, but I don't know. It was a striking image. of this clown in a bustier in stockings and a garter and holding a chainsaw that my friend had drawn a long time ago. And I said, hey, man, can I use that if I ever go through with this film thing and just put a clapboard in his hand as opposed to a chainsaw? And Walter said, yeah, sure. So it's been our mascot ever since.
Yeah, I don't know why. For the longest time, I always feared clowns. And then I saw a movie, it was the Island of Lost Children or City of Lost Children?
City of Lost Children.
And that Santa Claus scene, I guess you've seen the film.
No,
you
know,
haven't seen it?
City of Lost Children?
Oh, there's this scene where Santa Claus comes down the chimney, and then there are like 10 others that come down the chimney and fill this room full of Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And it just frightened the hell out of me. And I thought it's because I fear strangers who dress up in suits and disguises.
Right.
And it's just a frightening thing for me.
So I take it you're not a Catholic, because that's pretty much what the Catholic Mass is.
No.
Strangers dressing up in weird clothing.
No, I'm not a Catholic. So, no, I do have a friend, though, who is Catholic, and he tells me all about that, too. And,
very theatrical, the Catholic religion is, particularly the Catholic Mass.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, I lived in South America for many years. I lived down in Luján, which is in Argentina,
mm-hmm.
and I was right there at the capital, the Capital de Fe, and believe me, there was a lot of strange things I saw, because the Catholicism here in the States is different from the Catholicism in South America, and there's a lot more mysticism involved, and a lot more, walking the streets on your knees till your knees are bloody.
Yeah, we tend to be a little more puritanical in a different way in the States in regards to our religion. There's a lot more reverence for it abroad. But at the same time, they're much freer in the European culture than we are here with our religion. Something like the being the center of the boycott, the Catholic League boycott, that didn't really happen abroad as much as it happened here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's weird. Americans are weird. We're such a debauched culture, but at the same time, we can be very puritanical. So this weird dichotomy to our nation.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's very true. I mean, on one hand we're that way, and then when we really, really get pressed,
mm-hmm.
we become this puritanical nation. We become this nation of people, well, we're pure as the driven snow. We wouldn't even think of having that happen.
Right.
And you know, Dogma came out at a time, and to be honest, Dogma came out at a time where the Catholic Church was actually coming through, it seemed like, going through some changes, at least some very, very subtle changes as far as, the third secret was revealed. As a matter of fact, it was really funny because I wanted to get you on the show about the time Dogma came out. About that same time, I was interviewing the people at the Fatima Center to talk about the third secret of Fatima, and I thought, just have Kevin Smith come on and talk about it. I thought, no, I don't think it would be wise to have Kevin come on and talk about it in the midst of controversy.
No, I'm into Fatima. I mean, yeah, I went to 8 years of Catholic school, so, and it was our parish was called Our Lady of Perpetual Help, so we were very Marian focused, and Fatima was a they showed us that movie constantly,
mm-hmm.
through my 8 years, through first grade through eighth grade. We were constantly shown the Fatima movie,
mm-hmm.
and the one thing that always I always found really intriguing about it was how Mary imparted a secret to the children,
mm-hmm.
that has been delivered to every pope from that point forward.
Right.
And never released to Catholics at large or to the world at large. And it's a secret that the kids only would pass on to the Pope, to the Pontiff, whoever the Pontiff was at the time.
Right.
And they've still never made it public, from what I understand.
Well,
and I remember being, that captured my imagination as a kid, because I was like, what the heck was the message?
Well,
is it like the expiration date of the world or something like that?
Well, the third secret allegedly was revealed to the mass, I guess, a little while ago, and they said that it was the assassination attempt of Pope John Paul. And a lot
that's
of
it?
Yeah,
that's it.
That's what they say. And a lot of, in fact, the guys at the Fatima Center, the cardinals and the priests at the Fatima Center told me that they felt it was a whitewash of some kind and that they didn't want to reveal the whole secret because it's a lot more horrific.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, the way that secret was played up when I was in school, it has to be something more than that, because the idea that it was just like, well, someone's going to try to kill the Pope and not succeed,
right.
Doesn't seem like much of a secret.
Not at all. Kevin Smith is my guest right here at Ground Zero. We'll be back with more from him. 1-866-SYSTEM-0. That's 1-866-797-8360. Last chance for you to get your questions in that we draw to the home stretch of the show. We'll be right back.
Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
Is this not perfect yet?
Excuse me.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't help noticing you rad surfers have some gnarly bloodshot eyes from the sun and those tubular waves. May I suggest Clear Eyes eye drops? They remove redness and have an ingredient to moisturize. They're like totally awesome.
Wow, excellent. Thanks, man.
No problem, dude.
All right.
The difference is clear. Clear Eyes.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-CONSTIPATION.
You know how a hot dog plumps up just before it bursts?
I feel like I swallowed a beach ball.
They're describing how bloating constipation makes them feel. And if you sometimes feel the same when you're constipated, FiberCon is for you. FiberCon's natural action of fiber relieves bloating constipation, and FiberCon tablets are more convenient than fiber powders you have to mix.
But FiberCon made me feel like myself again.
Be regular. Be yourself. It's easy with FiberCon. Use only as directed.
Commercials are more believable when real customers give a testimonial. So on the line with me is Karen Ellis, a Geico auto insurance customer. Karen, give us a testimonial.
Well, of all the canned peaches I've tried, I think the ones in heavy syrup are the best. They're just good.
There, a testimonial from a real live Geico customer who could save 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Hi, my family needs some allergy medicine.
Aisle 3.
They've got, you know, itchy eyes, they're sneezing.
Yeah, we've got a whole shelf full of stuff.
And they've got this itchy cough.
Yeah, well, that's different. You're going to want Robitussin Allergy and Cough.
Is it new?
Brand new. Robitussin Allergy and Cough takes care of their allergy symptoms and their allergic cough, so it's a more complete allergy medicine.
Huh? That's what I want.
Oh, well, that's what you'll get as soon as you get over to aisle 3.
New Robitussin Allergy and Cough from the brand recommended by doctors, pharmacists, and Dr. Mom. Use as directed.
It's elementary, easy. You take your Centrum multivitamin to cover your daily nutritional needs. Then, if you need extra help with energy, you can build on it. Take Centrum Focused Formula for Energy along with your multivitamin to get nutrients that help maintain energy and stamina levels. Life is but a dream. When you take Centrum, then add Focused Formula for Energy daily. Building better health. It's as easy as Centrum.
Hi, I'm Michelle Williams. Remember when every story you heard ended with happily ever after? But now you're a teen. You hear about other things like drugs, sex, even violence. If you sometimes need help making the right choices, I know who you can talk to. The Boys Town National Hotline, 1-800-448-3000. For over 10 years, they've been helping teens find solutions to all kinds of problems. 1-800-448-3000. Because this is your life, and story time is just for kids.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. It's no wonder so many people who use the Internet, the very leading edge of technology, love my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum cleaner. Because like today's computers, my Orrick XL is incredibly light and incredibly powerful. Call 1-800-989-4200 or log on at www.orrick.com. That's www.orrick.com. After all, somebody has to keep all those homes along the information superhighway super clean.
I never get tired of hearing, Mr. Orrick, your 8-pound hotel vacuum has made a difference in my life. A chore has become a joy. My carpets actually look like new and the air I breathe is fresh. What a difference your vacuum has made in my life. Friend, try my Orrick XL for 30 days risk-free. If you don't love it, we'll take it back. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and we'll make a difference in your life.
Now, more Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on News Radio 750 KXL.
Stop, Clyde, when it sounds all too familiar. 1-866-SYSTEM-0 for Ground Zero.
My guest is Kevin Smith, and we're very happy to have him on the program tonight as we wrap up this Ground Zero. We're coming to a close, but I want to make mention that Green Arrow is selling well. The figures are out, and just the copies are just selling like crazy, and it's because of Kevin's great writing, I'm sure, and the artwork. And if you want to see some of that artwork, you can go to ClydeLewis.com. We have some of it posted. It's Matt Wagner, of course, doing the cover art. And you've heard Matt on the show before, and we've been fascinated by his work with Batman and just some great stuff coming out of DC right now with Green Arrow. And what more can you say to us? What more have you got in the future coming up?
Oh, God, no clue. I mean, just trying to get through this movie. That's the first thing. We've got a test screening coming up this week. Those are never pleasant.
Right.
It's great to sit there and listen to it with an audience. It's hell to sit there and go through the cards and the focus group afterwards where people just kind of tell you what they think about the movie.
Yeah.
It's one thing that people tell you what they think about the movie. It's another thing to have the studio executive sitting there listening and going, well, you should change it according to what that dude in the fourth row said. Always an unpleasant experience.
Well, I urge every Ground Zero listener and everybody listening tonight to plant your butt in a seat when that movie comes out, when Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back come out. Plant your butt in a seat and do it for Kevin, because Kevin does a great job, and we all know he does a great job, and we're behind him all the way.
It's a good flick, I gotta say. It's actually my favorite of the ones we've made so far. It's really, really funny.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the program tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And hope to have you on again sometime soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that, once again, is another Ground Zero. We thank Kevin Smith for being on the program. We thank every caller who called in tonight. And we thank Mimi Cruz at Night Flight Comics for helping us arrange this. And everybody, Ian, everybody involved, Max, good night from Ground Zero. Take care. We'll see you next week.
This is the future. Ground Zero.
Ground Zero on News Radio 750 KXL.
Hi, KXL listeners. This is Bruce Bjorkman. You know me, Mr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you today you need to be picking up the phone and calling Traeger Wood Pellet Barbecues. Get a free spice sample and color catalog and get dreaming about how moist, tender, and juicy your chicken, turkey, ribs, and steaks will come off a Traeger Wood Pellet Fired Grill. They're handcrafted in Mount Angel, Oregon, 100% USA made, and I'm telling you, for the last 12 years, it's been like a dream in the backyard cooking on my Traeger. I want you to have the same experience. Pick up your phone right now for that free color catalog and spice sample. Call 1-800-872-3437. That's 1-800-872-3437. Call Traeger today and get cooking and taste the difference that you can only experience on a Traeger wood pellet grill. 1-800-872-3437. And join me online at KXL.com. Just click on National Barbecue Month for all the delicious reading you can stand.
I'm Sean Cullen. Coming up in the next hour after CBS News, the state could decide in the next few days whether to shut down Portland Gateway Hospital, Pacific Gateway Hospital. That coming up after CBS News.
News Radio 750 KXL, Portland, Vancouver, Salem.
CBS News, I'm Bill Bitka. 10,000 ticket-riding police on big highways coast to coast starting in the morning. And CBS News reporter Tom Foti explains whether or not you may be in the crosshairs and the results of a new safety study being made public now.
Don't be too shocked if you're pulled over by police the next week or so to see if you have your seatbelt on. Some 10,000 police agencies nationwide are going to be checking on seatbelts as part of a safety crackdown. This in cooperation with the National Safety Council, which is releasing a report on how well seatbelt safety laws are enforced. Its conclusion, some states do pretty well, but about a third don't. California gets an A. New Mexico, D.C., Oregon, Maryland, and New York also get high grades. 8 states get Fs, among them the Dakotas, Arkansas, New Hampshire, West Virginia, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Idaho. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Finding a job is getting harder, according to a survey just out forecasting a hiring slowdown through the summer.
Many more than usual are saying that they're going to hesitate in hiring, and the intentions, therefore, for hiring new people are down substantially over what we've seen in previous quarters.
That's Manpower CEO Jeffrey Jarrez. 27% of the companies polled say they were hiring. Same time last year, it was 35%. Manufacturing may be the hardest hit, where job prospects are now about as bad as the early 1980s. 50,000 brand-new Ford Explorers are the target of a recall. The problem is too much car, too little conveyor belt. When the cars were being assembled at Ford's Louisville plant, they were loaded too far to the right. That meant the tires were cut with a gash up to 9 inches long, a half inch deep. Bad time for a new redesigned SUV, according to David Cole of the Center for Auto Research.
This is a brand new vehicle, and obviously if you find a problem, whatever it is, once you discover that that's a problem, you jump on it and you solve the problem.
Ford says it has no reports of injury or damage. Israeli helicopter gunships open fire with missiles at Palestinian targets in northern Gaza. Palestinians say a mechanics workshop, a marble factory, and library were hit. Israel said the target made mortar bombs. In hours, a report guided by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell will be released. The morning edition of the New York Times, meanwhile, says Secretary of State Colin Powell is in motion, and while stopping short of full-blown intercession, will offer the sides lifelines that could make further diplomacy possible. There's a good chance you spent or will be spending the night with your Goombas, the Sopranos. The classy and controversial HBO series is running its season finale. We won't tell you who bites the big cannoli. The folks who have seen it say they're a little disappointed because the answer to who got whacked wasn't more of a surprise. The show remains rich and disturbing, but bada bada bing means it's over till next spring when there's a fresh episode. This is CBS News.
The Star Super Pack is number one in new hit movies. With up to 12 different movie channels, it's the only place you'll see the award-winning movies Aaron Brockovich and U-571, The Cell and The Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, all for about $12 a month. Call 800-SUPER-PACK. It's number one in new hit movies.
Number one in new hit movies based on year 2000 total number of primetime earnings of first-run theatricals with at least $20 million in box office receipts. With subscription to digital cable or satellite TV, availability and price may vary.
What's better than buying a Hewlett-Packard digital camera and photo printer? Buying them now at Office Depot and saving $100 off our guaranteed low prices. Come to Office Depot and save $100 instantly when you buy any HP digital camera and HP photo printer now through June 30th. Plus, register to win a $10,000 shopping spree and golf getaway sponsored by Hewlett-Packard and Office Depot. See store for details.
News Radio 750 KXL, I'm Sean Cohen. The state could decide in the next few days whether to shut down a psychiatric hospital where Portland police officers shot and killed a man last month. Staff at Pacific Gateway Hospital called police when they couldn't control Jose Mejia Pote. He was shot by police after threatening them with a metal bar. The county's Department of Human and Family Services tell COIN 6 News that the hospital was not properly staffed or trained that night.
The staff themselves at some point determined they needed to call the police for backup rather than have the capacity to contain people themselves.
Pacific Gateway's license has been suspended temporarily, but the state could decide to make that permanent as early as Monday. Students at Thurston High School say they are ready to move on after one of their classmates fatally shot two teenagers and wounded 25 others 3 years ago tomorrow. On May 21, 1998, 15-year-old Kip Kinkle went on a shooting rampage at the school after killing his parents the day before. This year's graduating class is the last group of students who went to school with Kinkle and who is serving a 112-year prison sentence. In the past month, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs have bought 202 acres adjacent to a proposed casino site just east of Hood River. The tribe's lawyer, Dennis Carnop, says the $1.5 million in land purchases shows the tribes are ready to move forward with their casino plan. 750 KXL traffic and weather together. Roads appear clear at the moment. If you see a traffic tie-up, let us know about it. Toll free on your Verizon Wireless. It is at Star 750. Here's 750 KXL forecast for the rest of the overnight. Clear skies with low around 45, sunshine and warm for Monday with a high of 85, and clear skies Monday night down to 52 for a low. 67 Vancouver, 66 here in Salem, 67 here in Portland. I'm Sean Cohen, News Radio 750 KXL.
It's America on the Road, the show that celebrates America's love affair with the automobile on News Radio 750 KXL.
This is America on the Road, winner of the International Automotive Media Conference Gold Medal Award for Radio, and now in our 12th year on the air. We're brought to you by Digital Living Today, sponsored by the Mitsubishi Montero, and Real Families, Real Fun, sponsored by Bounty Towels,
the quicker, picker, upper.
Yes, indeed. This is Jack Nierad along with Mike Hansen, and for the next 55 minutes, we'll be bringing you the latest automotive information from around the world. Today, our special guest is Mike Wells. He is the Vice President of Marketing for Lexus.
Wow, that's kind of a job, huh?
Right. We can talk to him about Lexus has gone from kind of zero to number one in the past 10 years.
Right.
10 years ago, people would have said, who would pay $35,000 for a Japanese luxury car, two words that didn't go together, and 10 years later, here they are kind of the gold standard.
Right. In a lot of ways, Lexus is a truck company. They sell a lot of sport utility vehicles. That RX300 in particular is very, very popular. In the car review segment, we'll be taking a look at the Rolls-Royce Corniche convertible. Oh, my.
We deserve this.
Yeah, we...
This could be the last...
I don't remember me riding around in...
Well, I ran short of time.
Yes, it's true.
Miss Vicky had me drive it around the neighborhood with the top down, making sure that all the neighbors saw.
Was she in the back doing the queen light?
Well, she wanted me to wear the little hat, and I refused.
Yeah.
So, but we'll talk about that. This $379,000 MSRP.
Wow.
You suppose they would cut you a deal if you cash? Probably.
Yeah. Not. I wonder what the markup is on that thing.
I don't know, but that does include the luxury tax.
Okay. Well, Bennett's a bargain.
Course, you were driving a car that's soon to be an orphan.
True enough. I was driving the Oldsmobile Aurora. You know, there's a brand new Aurora, and doggone it, it's pretty good, and, you know, the whole Olds brand is going away.
Well, you know, they were in the middle of a press conference when it was announced, and it was obvious that the people doing the press conference had not been told that
right.
their division was going away. They were going right along. They were not acting. They really thought, we're going to have a new car, and we're going to be in business, and surprise, surprise.
They were stunned. Somebody changed a few pages of the press conference speech, I think.
Without telling them.
Right.
Whew.
In Producer's Choice, producer Ed Yellen will be looking at the Volkswagen Passat.
Yes.
So,
interesting.
Stay tuned for that, too. Always amusing.
Yes.
Always informative.
And it's short.
You're talking about Ed or the Passat?
The report.
Or the report. Yeah, okay. It is short. That might be the best thing about it.
It could be.
All right. No, it's concise. It's to the point.
Yes.
That's what we get out of that.
Okay.
So, how about some news stories?
Well, here's some great news. Chrysler started the minivan craze nearly 18 years ago.
Yes, they did.
Okay. They've just built their 9 millionth minivan. Can you imagine there are 9 million of those little devils all over the place? But here's the key question. Where was the 9 million minivan built?
Well, I could scratch my head and say, oh, I don't know, Windsor, Canada, where they built the first one, or somewhere else, but actually it was in Graz, Austria, wasn't it?
You are so clever.
I can read the same release you can.
Yes, indeed. And it's absolutely amazing. There's a manufacturing facility in Graz, Austria, in addition to Windsor, Canada. The 9 millionth Chrysler minivan was a silver Chrysler Voyager, drove off the line. Chrysler sells nearly 600,000 minivans a year in more than 70 countries around the world. They could build 2,766 minivans a day. That's 115 minivans an hour, or 2 minivans a minute. Can you imagine the soccer moms that
right.
could be on the road in these minivans?
Problem with that is they can't sell all of those right now.
Yes, that's deep discounts, friends,
yes.
and incentives. The minivan was introduced in November of 1983 at the company's Windsor Assembly Plant in Ontario, Canada. So the ultimate American vehicle is built in Windsor, Ontario, and Graz, Austria.
Yeah, well.
A little irony there.
What are you going to do?
But
they don't really build very many of them in Graz, Austria, too, which kind of surprised me that they would have their 9 million go off the line there rather than in Windsor or somewhere else.
Consider who owns Chrysler.
Yeah, who would that be?
That would be Dana.
Yeah.
And they're much closer to Austria.
It's a shorter drive, isn't
yes, it? And I think that explains why that little celebration happened in Austria.
Well, absolutely right. There is another town, speaking of Europe, Segway City here, speaking of Europe, there's another town that claims to be the Motor City. What would that be?
Well, again, I could scratch my head and pretend, but having read the same information you have,
right.
it is Cologne, Germany.
True enough. True enough. Actually, there's some good reasons that it can make that claim. 125 years ago, Nicholas Otto invented the four-stroke internal combustion engine in Cologne. Also, a lot of car companies have decided to locate there. Led, I think, by Ford Motor Company. Henry Ford
led a personal search to find a place to put his European plant. And I think what he found in Cologne was something very much like Detroit, like the River Rouge facility that he put together in Detroit. They found that with the Rhine River in Cologne, Germany, and located there. And now Volvo, Mazda, Toyota, Citroën, DAF, and Renault also have either plants or other operations in Cologne. So a lot going on in Cologne. You could call it the Motor City. What you have to ask, though, is what hit records did they produce there? It's just no hit records coming from Cologne. What kind of Motown is that?
Not going to work. The Beatles' Come Give Me Dein Hand, not done in Cologne.
Where was it done? Maybe it was in Cologne.
No, it was, I forget where it,
some other,
the city they played, and I can't remember. They spent a lot of time there.
Right, they
Port City, and I can't, it doesn't come to my mind. But
it wasn't Hamburg, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, that it was Hamburg.
Very good. Well, that's interesting. Now, here's some news. Honda about to save some money on catalytic converters. Do you realize that in a large sport utility vehicle?
Yes.
What is the third most expensive item? I've just tipped you off.
It's probably the rearview mirror.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wrong. Bueller the buzzer says.
I wanted to get one of these wrong. Otherwise, no.
Would be the engine. Number two would be the transmission. Number three, the catalytic converter.
Because it has precious metals in it.
Yes, and the precious metal is palladium. And this is not the London palladium or the Hollywood palladium.
Yeah, where Ed used to play.
Yes. Palladium costs $1,100 an ounce. That's four times the price of gold. And there's about, just a teeny bit sprayed on the inside of the honeycomb.
That's how it's scientifically described.
A teeny bit. But anyway, it's enough. Well, obviously, it's not an ounce.
No, it's not an ounce.
Quarter of an ounce might be.
It could be.
Yeah, but that's expensive.
Yeah.
And so there's a new company called CSI. Honda owns a piece of them. They've developed a metal oxide coating that can withstand high temperatures in exhaust systems, and it does the same thing, and it should save $40 to $200 per vehicle when they start using this in place of the palladium. Palladium mined only in Russia, and there's a big, big shortage, and the price has zoomed up.
And it has zoomed up.
So,
Well, there's good news for the Chrysler employees who are being laid off.
That be good news?
They're going to get crisis counseling for free.
Well, that's okay.
There's a company called Team that is going to give them a mental fitness kind of situation there. They're going to help them gain mental fitness and do psychological calisthenics. They're going to be... presentations in 10 convenient office locations, hopefully within an easy bus ride of the former employees' soon-to-be repossessed homes.
Ooh, I don't like to see that. Bad stuff. Here's what we do like to see. When we come back, we're going to road test the Rolls-Royce Corniche convertible and take a look at the new Oldsmobile Aurora. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's a four-letter word, D-E-B-T, debt. When you look at your bills every month, you can see you're getting deeper in debt. But now you're ready to do something about it. So be aware of another four-letter word, H-E-L-P, help. You can get the help you need from Dedicated. Call 1-800-216-8400. Dedicated is a nonprofit credit counseling service that offers a free consultation to consumers like you, those who truly want to eliminate their debt. How can they help? Dedicated can get creditors to stop harassing you. They can reduce your monthly payments by as much as 50%, eliminating or reducing your interest rates. And they may be able to help eliminate late and over-the-limit fees. So if you have more than $2,000 in debt, you owe it to yourself to call Dedicated at 1-800-216-8400. They could reduce your monthly payments by up to 50%. Your call is completely confidential and there's no obligation, so call Dedicated now, 1-800-216-8400. Do you get upset when your email system goes down?
Do you use your cell phone to call your office to pick up voicemail messages from your husband or wife?
Do you have a hard time figuring out where you are unless you have your global positioning system in your pocket?
Do you sneak down to your home office in the middle of the night to log onto the internet to fuel your savage need for information?
Well, if you answered yes to one of those questions, or even if you didn't, you're a traveler on the digital highway. And your roadmap on that journey is Digital Living Today, sponsored by the Mitsubishi Montero.
By logging on to digitallivingtoday.com, you'll have instant access to information that can make your life better, easier, and more fulfilling at absolutely no cost and with a double your money back guarantee. Digital Living Today is filled with the hottest tips in hardware, software, and funware for you and all the members of your family.
So move that mouse, punch those keys, and log on to digitallivingtoday.com. That's digitallivingtoday.com, sponsored by the Mitsubishi Montero.
I, Jeb Schroeder, pledge allegiance to Red Roof Inn. You are my private family guest room in every town we visit. I appreciate it when I take a shower at the roof. No one yells, "We're gonna run out of hot water!" Yes, Red Roof, I pledge my allegiance to thee because you are always clean, always comfortable, and you always have more than enough hot water.
98% of Red Roof guests are so satisfied with their visit, they plan to come back. Now that's not just loyalty, that's allegiance. For reservations, call 800-RED-ROOF.
All across America, there's a new outdoor cuisine. Hot dog-flavored portobello mushrooms, chicken-flavored tuna, and the ever-popular marshmallow shrimp. Bottom line, whatever you barbecued last time lingers on. Avoid this with Easy-Off. The grease-cutting formula that cleans ovens also dissolves all that old stuff on your grill and easily wipes clean so you can serve this. Steak-flavored steak. Easy-Off. Grill on. Hit it, girls.
Easy-Off makes grill clean and easier.
America on the Road on News Radio 750 KXL.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. This is Mike Hansen along with Jack Nerad. And now it's time to report back to you on the cars that we drove during the past week. But first, we want to give you our telephone number and tell you how you can reach us if you have a comment or a question. The telephone number, 1-800-229-2687. Once again, the phone number, 1-800-229-2687. And, Jack, let's give them the email address as well.
Why not? We're here. info@americaontheroad.com.
How easy is that?
It's very simple. info@americaontheroad.com. I invite you, too, to log on to drivingtoday.com and realfamiliesrealfun.com. Studio One Networks as well.
A lot of
info there.
All right. Oldsmobile has announced that they will be phasing themselves out of business. They are not gone. They are not going away. They're still advertising on television.
Like a lot of cars to sell.
and they have a brand new version of the Aurora, which in its previous generation, I think we both agreed, was probably one of the finer cars in the GM lineup.
Right.
Have they followed it up with a...
Well, I think some would say that the new Aurora lacks the distinction and distinctiveness of the previous Aurora, but I still thought it was a pretty doggone good car. You know, when it was introduced in 1995, the Aurora was Oldsmobile's last big gamble. They really went out on a limb with that, went after luxury car buyers, and they targeted Lexus and Infiniti as the two cars that they wanted to chase after there. And they did a pretty good job. That was a pretty good car, as you said. As a matter of fact, General Motors executives toyed with the idea of making the Olds division the Aurora division, just getting rid of the old Oldsmobile name, although it's the most fabled of all, you know, certainly the oldest.
The thing that amazes me is that the soap salesman that they brought in to work at General Motors just don't like the name Oldsmobile because it says old.
But Mercedes-Benz is older, so yes. What? You know,
they just don't like the old...